That's Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Ruben. I tried to switch over, but it didn't work. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Ruben?
Extremely busy. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice meeting yourself.
Perfect. I'm sure Brian kind of filled you in on who I am and the company I work for.
He did like a few deals with you and, trying to give a shot right there. Because the way how they, it's like, I have a little problem the way how things are. I'm not
So,
happy with that.
Mike, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you in a building with like bad reception? It's going in and out.
Let me go outside. Hold on just a second.
Perfect, perfect.
Hold on. Well, is there a habit? Have a lamp? No. State signal. Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, you hear me better now?
I hear you perfect. Yeah. So
Okay.
I work for Bank
Yeah.
of Cardiff. We are
Yeah.
actually a financing company. We specialize in the stone industry, and I run our division. So I've done a few deals with Brian. Customers have had a great time. So, I'm sure I can help you out as well. Can you tell me a little about your business and what you're trying to do and how financing plays a role in it?
Well, sir, it's like, I bought something from him before. I bought a saw, and everything is okay. And we bought another one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, and
Did
it's like
you?
even, it's not even installed, which is we bought the Pro Edge.
Okay.
So it's coming on the second. And, then we went with Brian to the expo. Then I tried to, it's like to get into the Fusion.
Okay.
Now, the guy, is it the Fusion is too much? You're financing whatever. It's the same bullshit. Which is he sent it to me like at 10%. You know what I mean? How that? It's like how is like? I mean, like 10% in hundreds and thousands of dollars. That's a lot of financing. The first machine I bought from him, we got it at 4.99. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just here to
So.
listen. So just tell me kind of where it's at, and I'm gonna see if I can fill in the gaps.
Now, he said, okay, the Fusion is going to be a problem, it's like because it's too much expensive. Fine, no problem, And the first machine I bought from them, they give it to me at 5% down. The second machine, he said, like 10%. Now he's asking for 20%. I mean, this guy, he think, I have a will of money, so I just pull out of it and give it to him. And he charged for like the interest rate, like 10%. I mean,
Okay.
come on, I don't have a bad credit, or I am not, I don't know what is it, but it's like, it's an odd thing. It's like, I'm not clicking, you know what I mean? I'm a nice guy with them. And probably this guy, he thinks this guy got an accent, but he's excited, he's stupid or something, I mean, I'm not, you understand what I'm saying? So, I'm not, to be honest with you, I told Brian, I said, listen, man, if that's the way how things goes like this, I don't want to buy machines no more. He said, oh, let's try this guy. Maybe this guy, he can do something to it. We don't have a bad financing. I've been in business for like 3 years. You know what I mean? We do good. He asked for the financial statement and balance sheet, and I sent it to him. You know what I mean? So the numbers is good. You know what I mean? And it just, but for some reason, I mean, like I can't move forward. The way how I look like, I want to work just to make money and pay for him so he could make all his money from me.
Okay, well, yeah, I think your needs are pretty easy. So, do you have a pen and paper to make some notes?
I don't. I am not in the car. I am not in the office. I could get it. So, I mean,
Okay.
what are you? Okay, just a second. Is this is your cell number? I mean,
No,
if you need something from.
this is my direct line.
Okay, this is my cell number.
Okay.
But send it to me as a text message, or I could give you my email
Yeah,
if you
absolutely.
need.
So, yeah, so let's first and foremost kind of go over the process. I've done a lot of business with Brian. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to push you. I've been with our company for 9.5 years, so this is definitely not my first rodeo. And just, no one's, I don't make any character judgments about people if they have accents or not. I just get the deal
No,
done.
but. I understand it, but if I tell you, I mean, you do whatever you do. If you go buy a car, a Toyota Camry, and it's a $20,000 car, all right? If I tell you this car is worth $50,000, you're gonna tell me, okay, thank you, and you're gonna leave. But in
Correct.
the way, you're gonna think I'm crazy. or stupid or whatever. What I
let's kind of figure out, because you have a lot of different factors here. You have money down, you have interest, you have different equipment. So let's kind of figure out if we can help you out here. And I'm going to do all the work on the front end, and I'm just going to ask you some questions, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so the first thing is this. You said you financed some machines before, and each time the machine cost is going up, you're asked for more money down. Is that correct?
No. I financed the first machine.
How much did the first machine cost?
It has cost like $100,000, which is we bought not even 100, sorry, 90,000 or 90-something.
And what's your payment on that?
$1,776.
So your payment is $1,776 for $90,000, correct?
Something like that.
Okay. You know. And you put no money down on that, or you put like 5% down?
I put 5%.
Okay, you put 5% down. So you put like, you finance like $85,000, pretty much, give or
take.
Something
like that.
Yeah. Okay. And how about your second machine?
Okay. That's the first machine is actually two parts. One is the saw, which is a Yukon saw.
Okay.
And the second part is the hydro clear system.
Okay.
Those together.
Okay.
All right. And that's 1776. That's the finance a month. And I'm being paying on it for 15 months.
Okay, but it's a 5-year deal, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how about the second machine you financed?
The second machine, it is a Pro-Edge, okay?
Okay.
And we got it for $92,000. I spent $9,500 down.
Okay.
So he financed something. Still, I did not get the machine. I did not get the finance. I could pull the financing if somebody could do it in a better
way. Oh, so that one you're paying cash for?
No. It is finance, you know. But still, we did not get the machine, and the finance did not start. We will get the machine delivered to us on September.
Have you signed a contract for financing on that or not yet?
I did. But I could pull it off.
That's none of my business, really. But that machine was how much down?
I paid $9,300.
And then what's the payment going to be?
About $1,706.
So a little more expensive and a little more money down. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Because you're financing about $81,000 or $82,000. Okay.
Something like that, yes.
And your next deal?
The next deal, when I went with Brian, we went to what they call it, we went to the expo, and I said, you guys got the best way to do it, to go digital. It's okay. So I talked to Brian. Brian, he says, like, let's go, you know, if you want to go to the Fusion. I said, okay, how about the saw I have? He said, we will buy that saw back, or we will find a home for it.
Okay. How much does the Fusion cost? It's like 150 or 145 or 140?
I think it's two something. No,
so it's a lot of money.
But yes, it's 285. Now
it's 285.
Exactly. The guy, he came there, he said, that's too much money. Why don't we go for the safer? All right.
So you have or haven't been offered a loan on that machine?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
All right. So what he did, he offered me, which is I will send you an email with.
I actually just you know how the way that I work. So I have a very specific way that I work. I've been in this with our company and in the stone industry for 9.5 years. The way that I work is, and I tell this to Brian and everyone else is, it's none of my business who you're working with. I don't want to see their information. I just want to offer you the best deal that I can offer you. So
that'll be great. But I'll tell you just to know what's going on. That's all. It's not because.
So you can send me the payments he offered you, but I don't want his email or anything. So what kind of terms have you discussed on that?
Okay, I did not discuss nothing. He just sent me an email today. I did not talk to him. He sent me an email for $145,000 machine. All right? He wanted $29,000 down payment. That will leave it at $1,116,000. All right? Okay? And from 116, he divided, he make it for 4 years. 4 years. For the payment of $2,936.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question. So you said it was for 116 for 4 years?
It is 116 because if it's 145, he wants He wants the $29,000 down payment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, and they leave it for $116,000, and he financed it for 4 years, which is the payment. It's come to $2,936, which is when I look at calculated, is the pay the interest? It is like it's just over 10%.
Well, to me, I think the bigger issue that I'm hearing is, and sometimes it's good to have multiple relationships. It's not like having, sometimes you don't want one stone supplier. You don't want, like, my customers work with me, and sometimes they work with someone else. No big deal. Do you need 145? Do you need 116 grand, or do you need 245,000? Because those are two very different dollar amounts.
Yeah, this is, okay, this is another situation I need to talk to you about. Now, okay, the Yukon, if I'm buying this machine, okay, the Sabre, all right, the Yukon, Brian, he said he will find a home for it. You know what I mean? Now, he will sell it for $50,000. All right? Now, that $50,000 is going to go for the first loan, which is the 1776 loan.
Well, that's neither here nor there. What I want to do is just understand what you want to do. So, is the machine that you want 245 or is it 145? That's two very different dollars.
It is 145, sir. He asked me for a down payment with $29,000.
Oh, so
that's what he's asking me.
Was there? I just heard a $245,000 number. Is that wrong? Is it only 145?
$145,000.
So there's no machine. There's no machine that's 250 here. That's completely wrong.
No. It is $145,000. Now. Okay. You know, that Brian, just if you hear me for a second, the Brian, when I talked to him just about 10 minutes ago, he told me it's a guy in Los Angeles. He have a machine, he bought it from them for brand new machine, the Yukon, for the 145. And they are 2 months ago, and they want to sell it back for $120,000.
So do you want to buy that machine, or do you want to buy the other machine?
I'll buy that machine. It's the same thing, you know. They're going to give me the warranty, and then I'm going to install it and do the whole thing. Anyway.
You with me?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So here's what I think needs to be done, and this is just – let me ask you some questions. So how long has your business been around for?
We've been in business 3 years.
Okay, you've been in business 3 years. Okay. You said you have good credit, right?
Yes, sir, we do. And he took the credit twice, which is he – screw me, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, and I don't like that.
I don't think anyone's going to screw you.
But it's like the way I'm saying, every time he pulls the credit, man, it's against me.
That's actually not true. If you have a credit inquiry or two, people use it as a scare tactic. It really doesn't drive your score down. If you have 20 inquiries, it will. So here's my kind of opinion of what I think I can do for you. I'm hearing a lot of different things. Sounds like to me you've gotten some really good loans in the past, some really, really good loans, but it sounds like, and I can understand on the other side of the fence, your business isn't 5 years old, so there's limited options out there. But what it sounds like to me is this. It's not just about the interest rate, it's about the amount of money down. If you buy a $145,000 machine and you have to put $29,000 down, that's a lot of money. It's a huge amount of money. So it sounds like you want a program that probably has maybe a better rate, but most importantly, not this huge amount of money down, because that's a big chunk of change. Am I correct saying that?
Yes, really. It is two factors to it. That factor and the factor of the interest rate is high.
Okay, but it's also the amount of money down. That's a huge chunk of money.
Of course. Yeah, because I don't. I mean, it's like I bought already. Digital templates too, you know what I mean? So
yeah, these loans aren't supposed to be the loans that we offer. $29,000 down on 145. That's 20% down. That's a lot of money. That's more of a traditional bank loan. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because the way that my programs work is my programs are kind of based on cash flow, and they're based on how much money the machine makes you, not you having to put all this money down. So here's what I can tell you. So it sounds like you have some needs. Sounds like I can understand your expectations, but the way that I want to approach your file is by giving you the best deal that Bank of Cardiff can. I'm just going to ask you some questions about your business. What are your annual sales per year?
One so far from the first of the year till today, 1.67 million. You know, something like that. Because we did the books seven, like 2 days ago, it's like it was 1.6 million, you know.
1.6 million. Okay. All right. And what's your email?
My email is A as an apple, one, number one, flooringgranite@gmail.com.
A1flooringgranite@gmail.com. Is it flooring with a G and then another G for granite?
Yes.
Are you the only owner of the business or are there multiple owners?
No, just one owner.
Just yourself. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Bear with me. And so just to confirm, the numbers that you're looking at, I'm going to ask for your bank statements, about how much cash on hand do you have right now?
I have about, like, average always 50, 55, 43, you know. It depends, you know, like, because we have, like, what do? We take half down, half after finish. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know.
How do you get into the stone business?
Well, I've been in this business for long years, man. Okay. You know, years.
What did you say your payment was on that 145 with 29 ground down? Was it 29 what? What was the change?
29, 36 something.
36,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's based on
financing, $116,000. You know, which is, you know, for 4 years, I divided. I mean, I did the basic math. You know what I mean?
Okay. So here's what I want to do, and I don't like to have like a war or conflict with customers. I have a lot of good referrals, so I don't have a combative relationship. So here's what I would tell you. I'm going to send you an email, and what I'd like to do is just take a look at your application and your last 3 months business bank statements.
That's fine. I'll fax them. Put your fax.
I'll include this on my email. You can scan email or fax them back to me. I prefer actually scan email. You can always take a picture and email me the application. Here's my thought process. It sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, the issue here is not just the rate, it's the money down. Because if you have $50,000 in your bank account and you have to put $30,000 down, that's a lot of your money. So I think where I should approach this is seeing if we can put together a deal for you that is not just competitive, but doesn't require as much money down. That'd be my 2 cents for you.
That's fine, but I still need the interest rate to be low. So it's like, you know, that will help me, you know, because in the payment, it's like if I got to pay 10% interest, it's not going to work. You know what I mean? I would never do that, you know.
I mean, just to give you some feedback, 10%, I think the question is, it's all about the whole deal, right? So I'm not going to push you. 10% with no money down is not a bad deal. 10% with 20% down, that's a different deal. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't mind paying 5%. I don't mind. I want to pay something, you know. Not all the way, but I will pay something. I don't mind.
Okay, and so this machine, you said, is going to be used for 116?
It's being used for 2 months.
Okay, but it's 100. It's 116, correct?
No, it is $120,000.
Oh, it's 120. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. And so your motivation is just to see, hey, can I get a better cost on this money can I get a better deal in a sense?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to do a 4-year deal or do you want to do a 5-year deal?
5-year deal.
Okay. So I think the whole thing is this. I'm going to put together some options for you. I'm going to shoot you an email right now. Are you in front of your computer?
No, sir. I am in the phone. I'm actually outside the office. I'm not in the office. If I'm in the office, I wouldn't send you everything.
Okay. Well, let me send you an email.
You send me whatever you want. Tomorrow morning, you know, by 10 o'clock, you'll have everything.
Okay, I'll send you an email. I just need an application and 3 months bank statement, so I'll send you an email right now, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And your name was Mike, correct?
Yes, that's not my real name. It's going to be Amal, you know, but I go by Mike.
A-H-M-A-L, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, I can call you Mike or Amal. It doesn't really matter to me. So, whatever you want. I don't really care. I'll send you an email. Let's see what we can do for you and hopefully find a solution.
No problem, Robin.
Cool. It was a pleasure speaking with you, okay?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.